Letters to America Number 37, January 31, 2024. The implementation of the quantum financial system, alongside the initiatives of the National Economic Security and Recovery Act and Global Economic Security and Reformation Act, signifies a pivotal turning point for humanity, ushering us into a long-awaited golden age. These monumental changes are not just about financial reform, they represent the restoration of justice and dignity to people whose wealth was wrongfully plundered through despicable crimes against children and crimes against humanity. As we witness this transformation unfold, it is crucial to understand that amidst the sparks and embers, there lies a profound symbol of hope, COVID, a marker for heat needed to eradicate the lingering virus of corruption and inequality. Know that the operations are running 24/7. The tireless efforts of those dedicated to these operations, operating around the clock, serve as a testament to the unwavering commitment to a brighter and more equitable future for all. The marvel of advanced off-world technology has ushered in a new era of strategic prowess for the U.S. military, the Q&Z team, Space Force, and our steadfast Galactic Alliance. With the power to navigate the cosmos concealed within the shadows, our capabilities transcend the ordinary bounds of human perception. Through the intricate interplay of sensors and energy signals, our combat suits stand as beacons of ingenuity, capturing and harnessing the enigmatic phenomena that traverse the very fabric of the universe. In the delicate dance of magnetism, we unravel the secrets of the Archons, reptilians, and vampires, forging a path to defend our world and protect the harmonious bonds that unite our alliance across the stars. The concept of harnessing heat as a weapon against the elusive virus takes on a profound significance when we delve into the intricate world of the soldier tasked with this extraordinary mission. With an unwavering commitment to the cause, they become conduits of heat, channeling its fiery energy through the windows to the soul, their eyes. In doing so, they gain the remarkable power to wrest control from the very heart of the Matrix itself. This act of rehijacking is not merely a tactical move, but a display of immense courage and conviction. It mirrors the soldier's ability to create a reality distortion field, where the boundaries between truth and deception blur into obscurity, giving the soldier the ability to use the weapons of the adversary against them. Within the vast labyrinth of digital systems, they shroud their identity, becoming an enigmatic presence capable of seamlessly adopting the guise of another. Such an individual is more than just a warrior, they are a symbol of resilience, adaptability, and an unwavering dedication to upholding the integrity of their mission, even in the face of the most formidable adversary. With military operations running 24/7, a distinct narrative emerges. The information is shared and disseminated across all social media. It is a narrative that transcends the conventional realms of warfare, where the battle for hearts and minds takes center stage. At the forefront of this digital theater lies the revealing documentary, unveiled through the channels of Executive Order 13818. Yet, amidst the cacophony of information warfare, there exists an opportunity, a path that beckons us to peer beyond the superficial and engage in a journey of enlightenment. It is a journey that offers not only the detoxification of the mind, but also the reawakening of our collective conscience. In this realm, the power to choose is unequivocally ours. It is a power that extends beyond mere information consumption, inviting us to sculpt our own narratives, and ultimately, to shape the course of history with integrity and character. The choice to know is yours. Executive Order 13818 stands as a cornerstone in America's ongoing battle against the ever-evolving landscape of information warfare, a battlefield where truth and deception wage an unceasing struggle. It is not merely a legal document, but a testament to the unwavering commitment of our nation to protect its values, integrity, and sovereignty against formidable adversaries who seek to manipulate, distort, and undermine the very foundations of America. In an era where information is wielded as a potent weapon, this executive order serves as a shield, empowering agencies and experts to safeguard against the insidious forces that threaten the core principles upon which America was built. At a time where the boundaries between physical and virtual battlegrounds blur, this executive order embodies the nation's unwavering commitment to safeguarding its integrity and sovereignty. With an astute understanding of the evolving nature of modern conflict, it not only recognizes the gravity of the challenge posed by adversaries but also underscores the imperative to counter their subversive tactics with resilience and resolve. It is a testament to the nation's character, symbolizing its determination to protect its principles, values, and the truth itself against the tide of disinformation, manipulation, and cyber attacks, thus cementing its place as a stalwart defender of the digital age. Its importance resonates deeply, echoing the call for vigilance, resilience, and the preservation of the integrity of information that fuels the engine of a free and informed nation.